Bem-vindo ao podcast Inglês para Avançados da Transparent Language. Hello there, how are you doing? Let's learn today some very interesting idioms in English. Our first idiom is to be bored to death. To be bored to death means that you are extremely bored, be it in a class, or at work, or even at home. Example: that professor doesn't know how to spark interest in his students. They're always bored to death and keep doodling instead of paying attention to what he's saying. We can also say that we are bored stiff or bored to tears when we are extremely bored. Our second idiom is once in a blue moon. It means that something doesn't happen very often or it happens very rarely. This expression comes from the fact that when a full moon occurs twice in a calendar month, the second moon is called a blue moon. Examples: do you ever get to visit your parents with your busy work schedule? No, once in a blue moon. How often do you go to the gym? Once in a blue moon, I never have the time. The third expression is to be on the edge of your seat. It's used when you're watching or listening to something and you are extremely interested in it. Example: I was on the edge of my seat during the movie. That script is awesome. That teacher kept every student on the edge of their seats during English class. Our fourth idiom is to take someone up on something. This idiom means that you accept someone's offer to do something. Examples: Mark told me that if I needed a day off at work, he would cover for me. I totally took him up for it. When I go to a movie tonight, my treat. Great, I think I'll take you up on that. Our fifth and last idiom today is wishful thinking. This expression means that you think something you want to happen will happen, when in fact it's not going to. We could also call it an excess of optimism. Examples: the reporter told that beggar that his life could change, and you know what the beggar answered? Wishful thinking. When her husband left her, she thought he would still come back, but that was just wishful thinking. He never returned. That's it for today. Take care, people. Bye-bye.